This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in New Delhi after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and newly elected Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also held bilateral meetings with the President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, and His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates. In his meeting with Chinese President, Prime Minister Modi underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable, and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this meeting happened close on the heels of the disengagement and patrolling agreement and the resolution of issues that had arisen in the Indo-China border areas in 2020. Earlier, the Prime Minister asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. Addressing the BRICS Leaders Summit, Mr. Modi said BRICS represents 40% of the world's humanity and around 30% of the economy, and the grouping has achieved several milestones in the last two decades. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India from today for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations tomorrow. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. It was the first meeting of Mr. Abdullah with the Union Home Minister after becoming Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has announced that the ministry is inviting applications for new private FM radio stations in 11 cities in Tamil Nadu. These cities currently do not have private FM stations. Regarding the FM radio expansion, Dr. Murugan said auctions for 234 new private FM stations across the country began on October 14, with 11 cities in Tamil Nadu set to benefit. He attributed the revival of radio's popularity to Prime Minister Modi's Mann Ki Baat program. Former Director General of Akashvani News, P.K. Bandopadhyay, passed away yesterday. He breathed his last in Kolkata following cardiac arrest. A former Indian Information Service officer, Dr. Bandopadhyay had a long and distinguished career in Akashvani News, Press Information Bureau and other media wings of Information and Broadcasting Ministry. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman yesterday to discuss the ongoing conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. The high-level meeting focused on efforts to end military operations in both regions and address their humanitarian consequences. The leaders also reviewed bilateral relations and discussed various regional developments of mutual interest. The discussion also addressed the establishment of lasting regional stability through greater integration among countries in the area. In cricket, the second test match between India and New Zealand will begin today at Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune from 9:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Rohit Sharma-led India will try to make a comeback in the series after they lost the first test at Bengaluru. The hosts are currently trailing the three-match series with 1-0. In tennis, the Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden will face the British pair of Neil Skupski and New Zealand's Michael Venus in the quarter-final of the men's doubles at the Vienna Open today. The match is scheduled to start at 4:50 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Earlier, the second-seeded pair defeated Dutch player Robin Haas and German star Alexander Zverev with a score of 2-6, 7-5, 10-5 in the round of 16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.